È stato. Morning, honorable members. Let's start our meeting. I'm requested to chair this meeting because the chairperson is not in. The whip is on the way. I'm therefore given an opportunity to chair this meeting. And I should think everybody is in a position of an agenda. We've got two issues on the agenda. One is adoption of the Department of Environmental Affairs budget vote 30 report of 2011. And the second item is adoption of the outstanding two reports from Ms. Sochu. Researchers period, that is 2.2, 2.3. So, honorable members, Shilega will give you this report of the, in fact, this previous minute. But let me take this opportunity and thank you for coming to this meeting, hoping that everybody will be free to participate and make positive inputs to make sure that this meeting is a success. Honorable members, let's start with the first item, which is the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs on budget vote 30, Environmental Affairs, dated 19 April 2011. Now, we are going to read page by page, word by word, if possible, so that we can make justice on this report, because this vote is going to be debated tomorrow. Let's make sure that any correction which is needed, we must make it, so that we can make sure that our report is clear. Oh, they say you must read every each page, every each word. Then we make corrections. Let's start from the introduction. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs, having considered the estimates on national expenditure 2011 budget vote 30, Environmental Affairs, and the strategic plan of the Department of Environmental Affairs for the 1st April 2011 to 31st March 2016 financial years, reports as follows. Is there anything to be corrected there?
No.
Okay. I think the only thing with the chairperson and the tech should read the portfolio committee on water and environmental affairs, comma, in brackets, the portfolio committee, having considered the estimates of national and the strategic plan of the Department of Environmental Affairs, comma, the department.
Can you repeat yourself? Can you repeat yourself and put those commas there, please?
The Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs, comma, brackets the Portfolio Committee, having considered the estimates of national expenditure 2011 by 2030, Environmental Affairs and the Strategic Plan of the Department of Environmental Affairs, comma, the department for the 1st April 2011 financial year report, comma.
Did you capture it, remember? Other rule members, did you capture it? No, it's just commas and grammatical errors that is corrected there. There is no problem. Can we proceed? On the 12th and 13th April 2011, following 2 days of meetings in January 2011, a meeting of the Portfolio Committee was called to deliberate on the following. Is there anything there? The strategic plan, annual performance plan of the department for the 2011 to 2016 financial years. Appropriations, the department budget vote 30 for the 2011 to 2014 financial years. The transfers of monies to entities falling within the mandate of the department. An overview of programs of and allocations to the department. An overview of key performance areas, priority areas to the department and its entities. Synergies within government priorities and international obligations. Challenges faced by the department and recommendations thereof. Is there any correction to be made there? Or let's proceed. The following six programs.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether we can remove that off on bullet number 4, an overview of program and allocation to the department instead of putting the two off.
Bullet number 4.
Yes, and the sentence is an overview of program off to remove that second off.
That off, no?
Off and comma.
Oh, then you put comma.
No, and remove off and comma.
Okay. Off and allocation. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, members?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else on this bulletin? Okay, let's continue. The following six programs, which related papers, underpin the work of the department. Bulletin number 1, administration, strategic leadership, centralized administration and executive support, and corporate services. Environment, quality, and protection. Protect and improve the quality and safety of the environment to give effect to the right of all South Africans to an environment that is not harmful to health and well-being. Oceans and coasts, you'll raise up your hands so that I can see. Honorable Pengo.
I don't know whether in that sentence the following programs in brackets related papers and opinions, that if we can remove the word in brackets and read as follows, the following six programs that underpin the work of the department.
Do you agree, members?
Yeah.
Do all agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's delete it. Oceans and coasts, ensure that government, industry, and the public are informed, supported, and regulated to act responsibly to conserve the ocean and coastal environment, as well as to honor South Africa's local and global obligations. Climate change, promote, coordinate, and manage an effective mitigation and adaptation response to climate change. biodiversity and conservation, promote the conservation and sustainable use of natural resources to contribute to economic growth and poverty alleviation. Is there anything to be corrected there? Honorable Bengu?
About the 6A progress, I think they should be highlighted. It's bold, should be bold, especially administration, environment, but.
You say that?
It should be bold, so.
Yeah. Biodiversity and conservation?
No, all progress.
Oh, okay.
Administration, environment, quality, processing,
okay.
It should be bold.
Keep shut. The next page. Sector services, coordination and information management, and international relations create conditions for effective corporate and cooperative governance, international cooperation, and the implementation of poverty alleviation projects. Portfolio Committee having considered budget vote number 30, the strategic plan of the department and performance stroke priority areas reports that it has concluded its deliberations thereon and reports the following. Is there anything to be corrected? Agreed? Okay. Problem statement and critical sector outputs. In using the 2007 State of the Environment Report as a base document to inform the challenges confronting the department, the following problem statements determined the planned critical sector outputs to help address the identified challenges. South Africa's continued reliance on fossil fuels resulting in greenhouse gas emissions. To address this, there is a need to reduce atmospheric pollutants, renewable energy deployment, and so on. Is there to be corrected?
Yeah.
Honorable Morgan.
Thanks, Chair. South Africa's continued reliance on fossil fuels resulting in greenhouse gas emissions. We can add an F after emission. That's the first thing. And then full stop. To address this, there is a need to reduce atmospheric pollutants and to increase the deployment of renewable energy, among other things. Because at the moment, it suggests we should reduce renewable energy, the way
yes.
that sentence is constructed.
Yes.
I'll read it once more. To address this, there is a need to reduce atmospheric pollutants and to increase the deployment of renewable energy, comma, among other things. Also.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Do you keep sharing it, Sharon? Do you agree? Okay, the second bullet, poor waste management, the relevant output being improved solid waste management and minimization through collection and disposal and recycling. Impact of mining activities on the environment. It was noted by the Portfolio Committee that outputs in this regard are mainly the responsibility of the Department of Mineral Resources as regulated in the Minerals and Petroleum Development Act. However, the Portfolio Committee is of the view that the department still needs to oversee work in this area as the lead department on environmental sustainability and in relation to the implementation of Outcome 10, focused on South Africa's environmental assets and natural resources delivery agreement. Land degradation, to address challenges around land degradation, poor land practices should be combated. Is there any correction there? Honorable Member Morgan.
Thank you, Chair. Not to the bullet you've just read, but to the waste bullet, if we can just include an extra word, I'll read the sentence. The relevant output being improved solid waste management and minimization through collection, disposal, reuse, and recycling. If we could add reuse.
Did you catch that? Which bullet? Bullet, second bullet,
the second bullet.
Can you repeat again the one that didn't capture?
The relevant output being improved solid waste management and minimization through collection, disposal, reuse, and recycling.
Agreed? Let's continue. The current networks of protected areas are insufficient to provide ecological services, socio-economic benefits, including climate change mitigation and adaptation. Outputs in this area relate to restoration and rehabilitation of degraded ecosystems. That is rehabilitation of wetlands through the expanded public works program and the expansion of the conservation estate, land acquisition, water quality, and the health of aquatic ecosystem. Is there any correction there? Agreed. Severe wastewater pollution in marine environment, which will be addressed through the combination and protection of the coastal environment through estuarine management plans and licensing of outfall pipelines, and environmental applied research capacity has stagnated over the last 10 years. In this regard, focus will be on devising a research and development strategy for the sector. Is there anything? Honorable Member Morgan.
Thank you, Chairperson. With regards to the marine environment, I have a few suggestions to make the line read more easily. Firstly, Chairperson, I think we should remove the word wastewater merely because there's lots of sources of pollution in the marine environment. So I would change it to the following way, because there's also the use of two quotes through, so the sentence is a little bit clumsy. So if I would suggest the following. Severe pollution in the marine environment, which will be addressed by improved protection of the coastal environment through, among other things, estuarine management plan and the licensing of outfall pipelines, pluralized pipelines.
Agreed, Honourable Members.
Can I read one more, Chair?
Yeah, you repeat yourself?
Severe pollution in the marine environment will be addressed by improved protection of the coastal environment through, comma, among other things, comma, estuarine management plan and the licensing of outfall pipe lines.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Can I read the last bulletin on this page before we pass to the next page? Environmental applied research capacity has stagnated over the last 10 years. In this regard, focus will be on devising a research and development strategy for the sector. Honorable Morgan.
Chair, thank you very much. I think the use of the word stagnated is probably a little bit too forceful and harsh. I don't think any of us would agree that it's stagnated. I think we should say has reduced in quantity over the last 10 years, because it's happening all the time. It's just maybe not what it used to be.
Agreed, Honourable Member. Okay, can we go to the next page? Synergies with Millennium Development Goals and Government Priorities. In relation to the Millennium Development Goals, the Department responds to Goal Number 7, which is environmental sustainability. The following indicators linked to goal number 7 are reflected in the departmental strategic plan. Bulletin number 1, protection of species threatened with extinction. Number of legislative tools to ensure protection of species and ecosystems, control and eradication of alien and invasive species. Number of legally designated landfill sites, decrease in unlicensed waste disposal sites. Climate change mitigation and adaptation, climate change policy, sector adaptation plans, air quality monitoring system, and reduction in emissions, and proportion of land protected, increase in conservation is set. The department also responds to the following presidential outcomes. Outcome number 10, protect and enhance our environmental assets and natural resources. Outcome number 4, decent employment through inclusive economic growth. Outcome number 11, create a better South Africa, a better Africa, a better world. Is there any correction there? Agreed? The department further outlined their specific role and contribution towards the attainment of the medium-term strategy framework priorities. Speak aloud, Sharon.
Yeah, of National Treasury.
Of National Treasury. At the end. Okay. Overview of the strategic plan for 2011 to 2016. The department presented an overview of the strategic plan, followed by detailed outputs and activities of all programs.
Capital S and capital P.
Where?
Where? The department presented an overview of the strategic plan. Capital S and capital P.
You must use the mic, Sharon. Bring it nearer to you so that we can hear you. Can you?
The department presented an overview of the strategic plan. It should be in capital letters.
And plan capital letter also. Okay. The broad goals for the 2011, 2012 to 2015 to 2016 encompasses the following. Goal number 1, environmental assets conserved, sustainably used, protected, and continually enhanced. Goal number 2, enhanced socio-economic benefits and employment creation for the present and future generations from a healthy environment. Goal number 3, a department that is fully capacitated to deliver the services efficiently and effectively. Is there anything to be corrected there? Agreed? The next page. The top priority areas identified by the department for the current financial year are as follows. Budget. Department personnel and operations, support local government, air quality, waste management, coastal planning, and open space planning. Governance systems alignment with outcome number 10. Mining integrated planning, environment management frameworks, and land use issues and realization of entities. It's rationalization of entities, yes. Draw linkages between climate change, green economy, and sustainable development. Climate change, conference of parties, that is COP17, and white paper, and key engagement, international and national. Overview of selected strategic objectives and targets for programs in 2011 to 2014. The work of the department is structured in line with the following programs. Program number 1, that is administration.
Yeah. sorry.
Honourable Morgan.
Can we just go up a little bit to number C? Can we add a the in front of green economy? So it should be draw linkages between climate change, the green economy, and sustainable development.
Agreed. Program 1, administration. Equitable and sound corporate governance, improve access to information, efficient and effective information technology services, and appropriately skilled staff. The department has an approved establishment of 1,086 posts, of which 836 were filled at September 2010. Over the medium term, the establishment is expected to grow from 858 posts in 2011 to 2012 to 926 posts in 2013 to 2014. And spending on compensation of employees is expected to grow from 405.2 million to 451.1 million over the same period. Is there any correction there? Agreed?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Can you put something that can assist us, please?
I'm just trying to tie the figures up. The department has an approved establishment of 1,086 posts. I would imagine it has a current establishment of that amount, of which 836 were filled there. Now, over the medium term, it is expected to grow from 858 posts to 926 posts. But the figures are not tying up for me. Is it expected to increase?
Can you assist one another so that to correct that?
The numbers are not signed for me.
Can we give Honorable Mateva?
No, I think she's right. To go through. I'm not signed. They said they approved and submitted 1,086. So as of September 2010, it was 886. So, but now they say it is expected to grow from 858. Not from 886.
Then what was the correct thing that can assist this portfolio committee? Sharon?
I think it should say it's going to grow from 836. Not from
836.
836,
no?
Yeah.
Agreed? It makes more sense. Let's take it back to Honorable Member. Yes, you have raised the question. Is it correct?
Yes, the number is correct. but I would like to see the word current has a current approved establishment, because it might expand. We might decide we want more posts. We might decide to streamline. So putting the word has a current establishment of, and then change the number to 836. Current approved establishment.
Okay. Do you agree? Yeah. Honorable Sotets, your hand was up. Yeah. Are you covered? Okay, thank you. Can we continue, Honorable Members? The department makes use of consultants for the following specialized tasks: the external and internal audit function, environmental impact assessments, and environmental management framework. Manning, what is that? Manning and operating, managing or manning, what is that?
Manning
and operating the South African Ogre House, training, reviews, and... Reviews and studies on environmental and climate change, biodiversity, marine and the social responsibility programs. In response to issues raised by the Portfolio Committee on the use of consultants and performance bonuses, the department in relation to consultant has established the following criteria for use of consultant. One, analysis and categorization.
Just backtrack a little bit, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Going back to manning and operating the SA Gulag, it's not 100% manned by the Department of the Environment. I mean, I think there's only possibly a research or a science component that would be doing that part. I mean, a sailor has got to man the boat.
Okay.
I don't know, that's my logic. But, and then who employs the sailors? Because it's in conjunction with another department. I know science and tech has got a role in this, and then obviously it depends.
Do you mean it's not our competence to do this? Honorable Kelia?
Yes.
Honorable Killian, are you through?
I'm still thinking.
We'll come back to you. Okay, now what should I do? Should we continue? Then we'll come back if you are through. But thank you. Is there anything, Honorable Trotter?
I need to concern.
Oh, she's still thinking. She did not yet conclude it, but she's having some questions on it.
Yeah, but I can understand it.
Yeah.
The honorable member here, Mrs. Pepper, and that Mrs. Killian has raised.
Okay.
So if she can repeat herself.
Okay. Honorable Killian, can you repeat your concern so that all members can capture it?
Thank you for the opportunity. You see, the department makes use of consultants for the following specialized tasks. And one of the tasks is the manning and operating the SA at Gulhad. Now, I was trying to figure out in my mind, what is the specialized task that the consultant employed by the Department of Environment does on the boat? You know, is it for research? Is it for scientific? Because they're not driving the boat. They manning, when you talk of manning the boat, manning the Agulhad, it means looking after it, driving it, you know, taking it from here to the Antarctic and back. So in my head, it was saying, I don't think that the Department of Environment actually does that, and we needed a tighter or a better word.
That's where you need the time for thinking about it.
No, I
don't think so. Did you capture it now? Honorable member, so that?
Yes, I do, but because they're not, you know, the authors of the report here, maybe this could be raised as part of the recommendation that they should clarify this or maybe deliver it further so that we get clarity as to what it is that they mean to do. But as it is, we don't know what actually as you're referring to.
Yeah, but they should think you will note it so that when the author of this document is here, then you can raise it sharply. So, can you proceed, honorable members? Bulletin number 2. In fact, we are all consultants. Consultants has established the following criteria for use of consultants: analysis and categorization of the nature of work to be outsourced, an assessment of duration and whether there will ever be a need for permanent capacity. Provide motivation for the continued use of consultants for certain categories of work. And provide phase out plan for the utilization of consultants for work that can and should be done in-house. This should include skills transfer. Is there anything to be corrected there? Performance bonuses. It was highlighted that the process includes contracting, assessment of performance, and moderation of assessment results. A 5-point scale rating is used. 1, unacceptable. Scale number 2, performance has not been fully effective. 3, fully effective, 4 significantly approved expectations, and 5 outstanding performance. That's the rating scales for performance bonuses. Rewards are in 3 categories. Pay progression, that is notch, B merit category, and A merit category. Program 2, environmental quality and protection, improved compliance with environmental quality and protection legislation. Pollution and waste management, effective and efficient environmental impact management, and improved air quality. Is there anything to be corrected up to that far? The strategic objectives and targets for the program in 2011 to 2014 are to increase the level of compliance with environmental legislation by increasing the percentage of compliance inspections conducted in terms of environmental quality protection related authorizations from 5% in 2009 to 2010 to 25% in 2013 to 2014. Increasing the percentage of reactive administrative enforcement interventions taken in response to complaints and referrals from 30% in 2009 to 2010 to 34% in 2013 and 2014. Increasing the percentage of environmental management inspectors receiving specialized training courses from 40% in 2009-2010 to 100% in 2013-2014. Is there any correction there? Agreed. Improve compliance with legislative timeframes in terms of the National Environmental Management Waste Act and the Environmental Impact Assessment Regulations by 90% in 2012 to 2013 through increasing the licensing capacity and streamlining the authorization process to ensure less waste, which is better managed by increasing the number of households with basic water collection. With basic waste collection from 64% of households in 2009-2010 to 75% in 2013 and 2014. And improving the turnaround time for processing new applications from 85% in 2009-2010 to 90% in 2012 and 2013. Is there anything to be corrected? Agreed? Improve air and atmosphere quality by reducing the number of metropolitan and local municipalities with ambient air quality problems from 45 in 2009-2010 to 43 in 2012 and 2013 through ensuring the alignment of municipal air quality management plans with national norms and standards through an annual review. Ensuring the continued efficient and effective implementation of atmospheric emissions licensing and other regulatory tools provided in the National Environment Management Air Quality Act over the MTEF period, and increasing the number of ambient air quality monitoring stations that provide information to the South African Air Quality Information System from 18 in 2009-2010 to 38 in 2012-2013. Is there any correction there? Agreed? Program number 3. Program 3. Honorable members, are you still with me?
Yes.
Program number 3, Killian, are you still with me, Honorable
yes,
Killian? Oceans and coast, marine biodiversity conservation, pollution management, marine spatial planning, understanding of risk and vulnerabilities to people, Property and Natural Environment and Antarctica Program Focus Areas. The strategic objectives and targets for the program in 2011 to 2014 are to ensure the effective protection, management and conservation of the ocean and coastal environment through the provision of adequate, relevant and reliable information by increasing the number of jointly funded or own funded research projects by universities from first in 2010-2011 to the fourth in to four in 2013 and 2014. Increasing the number of data collection systems installed and providing effective information from 4 in 2010-2011 to 6 in 2013-2014, and increasing the number of parameters relating to the oceans and coasts reflected in the National State of Environment Report from 10 in 2010 and to 2011. To 15 in 2013 to 2014. Increasing research observation platforms from 2 in 2010-2011 in 2013 and 2014. Is there any correction there? Okay. Ensure the effective and consistent management of the ocean and coastal environment, achieve conservation and protection targets by increasing the number of local government institutions able to effectively apply ocean and coastal policy and regulations from 2 in 2010 to 2011 to 3 in 2013 to 2014. Increasing the number of local and provincial authorities with coastal management units from 2 in 2010-11 to 3 in 2013 and 2014. Providing 3 voyages per year to research teams in Antarctica and on Marion Island and Gough Island, and aligning policy plans, activities and budgets by increasing the number of oceans and coastal issues such as estuarine management plans and programs reflected in various planning arrangements in 2013 and 2014. Program number 4, climate change. Climate change policy, enhanced capacity, resilience, and reduced vulnerability to climate change impact. United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Conference of the Parties, that is COP17, and Kyoto Protocol, CMP7, successfully hosted and managed. The strategic objectives and targets for the program in 2011-2014 are to establish a coherent approach to climate change by developing a climate change response policy as set out in the white paper on climate change to be finalized in 2011. Coordinating various sectors to take informed actions to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions and adapt to the impacts of climate change through establishing effective ongoing intergovernmental and other coordination and cooperation structures. Is there any correction there? Agreed? Implement South Africa's obligations in terms of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change by submitting the second national communication to the convention by June 2011 and organizing and leading COP17, MOP7, Conference of the Parties of the Convention and Kyoto Protocol to a successful conclusion by the end of December 2011. Program number 5. Biodiversity and conservation. Biodiversity conserved, protected, and treats mitigated biological resources sustainably utilized and regulated, improved compliance and biodiversity legislation and fair access and equitable sharing of benefits from biological resources promoted. The strategic objectives and targets for program in 2011 to 2014 are to promote equitable access and shared benefits by assessing 80% of bioprospecting agreement applications received annually until 2014. Improve the effectiveness of management and increase economies of scale by developing a model for rationalizing the management of protected areas and World Heritage sites and ensuring its implementation by 2013. And expand the conservation estate by coordinating the implementation of the national strategy for the expansion of protected areas to have 8% of land as part of the conservation estate by 2013. Is there any correction there? Agreed? Program 6, sector services, coordination and information management, and international relations. Improved socio-economic benefits within the environmental sector, improved sector education and awareness, effective knowledge and information management for the sector, effective cooperative governance and local government support, and enhanced international governance instruments and agreements supportive of South African environmental and sustainable development priorities. The strategic objectives and targets for this program in 2011-2014 are to promote the empowerment of designated communities by creating 30,056 full-time equivalents and 60,111 work opportunities over the medium term through implementing expanded public works program projects. Promote South Africa's global sustainable development agenda by increasing multilateral and bilateral funding for implementing environmental programs in South Africa and SADC from US dollar million in 2009-2010 to $50 million US in 2013 to 2014. Promote sustainable development in producing accurate geographical reference data for environmental policy making and strategic decision making by ensuring the implementation of a geographic information system that is fully operational with full access to spatial information by 2015 and to 2016. And facilitate environmental education through training, awareness raising, improving access to information by conducting 100 workshops at schools and tertiary institutions by 2013 and 2014. Is there anything to be corrected there? Agreed? The next page, water. The next page.
Water.
The next page is water. Additional to programs, the department indicated that the Natural Resources Management Program was transferred from the Department of Water Affairs to the Department of Environmental Affairs. The program focuses on poverty relief and job creation through implementation of projects such as Working for Water, Fire, Energy, and Land. Honorable Moken.
Just a simple proposed correction to remove the affairs of the Department of Water. The official name of the Department of Water is the Department of Water, not the Department of Water Affairs.
Yes. Just Department of Water. Then it put environment.
It is environmental affairs, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
budget overview for 2011 to 2014 medium-term allocations. The department presented the allocation for the 2011-2014 medium-term budget framework divided into its six programs: administration, environmental quality and protection, oceans and coast, climate change, biodiversity and conservation, and sector services, environmental awareness and international relations. The Department of Environmental Affairs budget allocation increases by 407.6 million real terms by 11.4% from 2.4 billion rand in 2010-2011 to 2.8 billion in 2011-2012. The table below shows the 2011-2014 medium-term budget allocation for the department, both data per program. Let's look to this table for any comment, for any correction. That's budget allocation. I'm giving you only 3 minutes to look into this figure. If there is any correction, if not, we proceed. Can you proceed to the expenditure trend? Or is there any correction before we proceed? Okay. Expenditure trend. The largest increased expenditure item over the medium term will be on the acquisition of the polar research vessel to replace the South African Argus. Between 2007-2008 and 2010-2011, expenditure increased from 1.6 billion to 2.4 billion at an average annual rate of 15.9%. This was mainly due to increased expenditure in the oceans and coast program for the replacement of the polar research vessel and in the sector services. Coordination and information management, an international program for the weather service, infrastructure development in parks, and poverty relief projects. Over the medium term, expenditure is expected to grow to 2.6 billion rand at an average annual rate of 2.7%. This is mainly due to increased allocations to expanded public works programs. Is there any correction there? Honorable member,
Chairperson, I just want us to get the correct pronunciation of this AGUNHAS. I don't want to pronounce
it. August.
What is it? Let's get it right.
Honorable Killian, what's the pronunciation of that word? Is it Ogons or Agonas?
Agalas.
Okay. All right, let's proceed. This is mainly due to increased allocations to expanded public work program projects, as well as growth in the newly established climate change program. Transfer and subsidies to departmental agencies and accounts and to households constitute 47.4% of the annual allocation in 2010-2011 and 55.7% in 2013-2014. The department received additional allocations of 297.9 million in 2011 and 12, 164 million in 2012 and 13, and 186.4 million in 2013 and 14, of which 200 million in 2011 and 12 is allocated for climate change projects, including hosting the 17th Conference of Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, that is COP17. However, the department explained, with the president providing responsibilities, between Department of Environmental Affairs and DECO, it means this budget allocation had to be split with only 93 million remaining with DEA, that is Department of Environment Affairs. Other allocations, is there any correction there?
Has met.
Oh, okay. Other locations are to provide compensation of employees, the expansion of the expanded public works program, combating wildlife and environmental crime, improving oil spill response capability, and infrastructure investment in the Isimangaliso Wetland Park. Challenges identified by the Office of the Auditor General and National Treasury. The following key challenges were assessed by the Office of the Auditor General and National Treasury. Implement effective human... Sharim?
The following key challenges were assessed by the Office of the Auditor General and National Treasury in relation to the financial management system of the department.
In relation to? Financial.
Management system.
Agreed. Financial management system.
Of the department.
Agreed. Implement effective human resource management to ensure that adequate and sufficient skilled resources are in place and that performance is managed. Prepare regular, accurate, and complete financial and performance reports that are supported and evidenced by reliable information. And implement proper record keeping in timely manner to ensure that complete, relevant and accurate information is accessible and available to support financial and performance reporting. In working on solutions to the above challenges, the department highlighted the following. The department engaged the National Treasury Assistance Unit to review and align its service delivery model and macro organizational structure. The findings of the study will be available by the end of April 2011. These findings will then determine the optimal organizational structure. The establishment and vacant posts were reviewed in the current financial year to align the cost of vacant posts with the available budget. Only after consideration by the Auditor General, it was identified that reporting on some disclosure notes was not correctly interpreted and had to be amended. The department and systems in place to correct information after classifying the principles. A central information repository for evidence to support performance reports has been created on electronic documentation management system, and evidence is being verified as sample basis. And fixed asset register has been updated after the transfer of assets to tourism was affected. Is there any correction there? The Office of the Auditor General has been increasing endeavors to ensure clean audit reports through looking at quarterly reports and providing dashboard reports. There was a concern in relation to IT systems, in relation to governance and access control. However, The department has addressed this and is at an advanced stage in creating systems. The Auditor General also indicated that they have been working well with the department and most areas of concern have been addressed. There will be a focus on the expanded public works program and the effective oversight of all entities. Sharon?
Just on the Office of the Auditor General has been increasing endeavors to ensure clean audit reports. We're looking at quarterly reports, and there was a concern in relation to IT systems with regard to,
Agreed. Did you catch it, Honourable Member?
Yes.
Committee observations and recommendations. South Africa's political and socio-economic transition is geared towards ensuring the improvement of the quality of life of all our citizens. Section 24 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa of 1996 has provided the framework and has given shape to South Africa's new environmental regime during the last 17 years. This gave meaning to the numerous legislative and other measures to operate an efficient environmental governance regime in South Africa. For example, the proclamation of the National Environment Management Act, Act 107 of 1998, gave expression to an overarching environmental law. Various mechanisms such as sustainability of ecosystems, cooperative environmental governance, compliance and non-compliance, enforcement, and regulating government and business impacts on the environment underpin the NEMA. NEMA, as the primary environmental legislation, is complemented by a number of sectoral laws governing marine living resources, mining, forestry, biodiversity, GMOs, protected areas, pollution, air quality, waste, and integrated coastal management. It has been observed by many that South Africa has a very advanced environmental framework to protect our environment and to promote and protect environmental sustainability in our country. However, the department's 2007 State of the Environment report reflecting the challenges still faced by our environment and that the state of our environment has in fact deteriorated in respect of every facet seems to place in dispute the efficacy of our advanced environmental regime. Yeah, Chairman.
Should read, however, the department's reference to the 2007 State of the Environment Report, to articulate the challenges so faced by our environment and that the state of our environment has in fact deteriorated in respect of every facet, seems to place in dispute the efficacy of our advanced environmental regime.
Agreed. Did you capture it, Honourable Members? Okay. Portfolio Committee is of the view that this report and its findings begs the question on whether South Africa is moving towards the constitutional ideal of ecological sustainable development and the extent to which the strategic plan and budget of the department are aligned to an environmental governance model which is synchronized with the constitutional ideal of Section 24. Sharon?
The chairperson has made a change there. You'll have to remove the entire sentence from the portfolio committee right up to Section 24, and it should read, these findings raise questions on whether South Africa is moving towards the constitutional ideal of ecological sustainable development and the extent to which the strategic plan and budget of the department are aligned to an environmental governance model which is synchronized with the constitutional ideal of Section 24.
Honourable Moga?
I think we can say this in a simpler way. Just on a general thing, I don't think we should refer to constitutional ideals. I mean, they're right. And they are not aspirational. They are provided for. So we shouldn't talk about ideals. We should just talk about rights. If I may, I've rewritten this paragraph, and let me read you my suggestion to make it a little bit clearer. However, the department's 2007 State of the Environment report indicates that there are numerous environmental challenges and that the state of our environment has in fact deteriorated in respect of every measurable facet. This seems to place in dispute the efficacy of our advanced environmental regime. The portfolio committee is of the view that this report and its findings begs the question whether South Africa is moving towards advancing sustainable development and whether the strategic plan and budget of the department are aligned to an environmental governance model which is synchronized with the constitutional rights enshrined in Section 24 of the Constitution.
Agreed.
I could give the wording to Ms. Darwood later.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, can we proceed, Honourable Members? While the Portfolio Committee recognized the importance of the technical components of the process of aligning allocations to strategic outcomes and targets, and further analysis was required on the links and synergies between environmental sustainability and good environmental governance. In terms of decision making by the appropriate competent authority, and sustainable development in South Africa. The strategic plan of the department finds expression in many sections with regard to environmental safety, protection, sustainability, and conservation in accordance with its program and aligned activities. Much of the debate in the 2 days of hearing was the key challenges and anomalies within a fragmented environmental framework which limits the effective functioning and implementation of an institution tasked with good environmental governance, sustainable development and compliance, enforcement and coordination of environmental governance, national, provincial and local, and the role of other stakeholders, justice, police and health. Portfolio Committee requested the department, Sherry?
One of the chairperson's changes to the paragraph, instead of much of the debate in the 2 days, however, of much concern to the debate in the 2 days of hearing. However, of much concern to the debate in the 2 days of hearing.
Okay. Can you proceed? The Portfolio Committee requested the department in their future planning.
Sorry, that doesn't sound right. However, much of the concern.
Of much concern.
Say that again, however.
Sorry, can you speak to the mic, please?
However, of much concern to the debate in the 2 days of hearing was the key challenges and anomalies. Of much concern to the debate.
Just not
standing
right. Say it again.
Can you bring the mic next to you, please? Yes.
However, comma, of much concern to the debate.
To the debate,
eh?
You can't use the word to in front of that debate.
Okay.
I'll say to the debate.
However, much concern about the debate. over the 2 days.
Can I suggest another wording, Chairperson?
Can you bring that other suggestion, Honourable Morgan?
Okay.
Honourable members, can we listen to one another, please? Okay.
At the start of this, I think we should do it this way. Much of the debate in the 2 days of hearings revolves around the key challenges and anomalies within a fragmented environmental framework. So you can tighten and clarify the sentence with the introduction of revolved around. Much of the debate in the 2 days of hearings revolved around the key challenges.
Is that correct? Agreed. Honorable Tortes, your hand was up. Okay. But I should think there is nothing which is wrong. It's just to correct this grammar together. If there is something which is not going well, I should think Honorable Morgan, you've got the right just to come to sharing after this meeting so that you can put in those additional ways. Thank you. The Portfolio Committee requested the department in their future planning to reflect on the following broad components of their work for further engagement with the Portfolio Committee. The Portfolio Committee requested the department in their future planning to reflect on the following broad components of their work for further engagement with the Portfolio Committee. Bulletin number one, institutional arrangements and responsibilities with regard to interdepartmental, intersectoral, and different spheres of government that impact on environmental issues. The dissonance between pieces of legislation and competences of departments on the implementation of environmental security, especially in respect of mining. The creation of synergies between the prescripts of National Treasury in relation to performance agreement outputs emanating from the monitoring and evaluation unit. Support to local government for land use planning, special tools, and decision making. Ability to assess EIAs and environmental management plans to ensure sustainable development, and the need to expand the use of GIS in the development of spatial decision-making tools to facilitate effective land use management. Is there any correction? Okay.
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Morgan.
Thanks. Just to tighten up the second bullet, the dissonance between pieces of legislation and competencies of departments with regard to the implementation of environmental security, especially in respect of mining. Mm.
Did you capture it, sir? Is that correct? Can we proceed? Specific recommendations by the Portfolio Committee in respect of the current strategic plan and budget allocations are a progress report on the state of preparedness on COP17 should be submitted to the Portfolio Committee by 25th April 2011. In this regard, Portfolio Committee recommended that the department hold a meeting with DECO, National Treasury, and Devon Municipality to ensure that the COP17 business plans are urgently finalized. Progress in this regard is also to be provided to the Portfolio Committee in the progress report. On the basis of this report, the Portfolio Committee could request briefings by DECO, National Treasury, and Durban Municipality. The integration of Millennium Development Goals and other international commitments in future departmental strategic plans and to ensure reporting to Parliament. This includes ensuring that the Portfolio Committee provides own input into the department's contribution to country reports before this are presented to United Nations structures. Portfolio Committee further emphasized the importance of a clear differentiation of sector outputs and departmental outputs and requested that copies of ministers' performance agreement and other sector agreement also be included to enable effective oversight. In relation to the entities of the department, there is a need for an assessment on whether WISAIPEC is the right vehicle for recycling. The committee, I hear the noise when I was reading this. Can I repeat this so that I can hear this noise again? What is the noise all about? Or are you appreciating?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
Honorable.
I think on bullet number 3, Chairperson, that we should also establish another bullet that the Portfolio Committee further emphasize the importance of a clear differentiation of sector output and departmental output, comma. Then establish another bullet there as bullet number 4, that the portfolio is also requested the copies of the minister's performance agreement and sector agreement also be included to enable effective oversight.
Okay.
Honorable Matel.
Yes. It doesn't go down well with me. Questioning the performance agreement of the minister.
By us, the portfolio committee.
I think we are doing oversight on the department, not on the minister.
Also
on
the
department. The performance agreement of the minister is the competence of the monitoring in the presidency. I'm subject to correction, Chair. I'm thinking that we should be doing oversight over the department, not the performance of the minister.
Honorable Matele is correct. We are not an oversighting the minister. We are oversighting the department. The minister is oversighting by the minister in the president's office. Yes, Honorable Moke.
Thanks, Chair. I do disagree with that. We have a constitutional mandate to have oversight over the executive. And the executive, in terms of the constitution, is the cabinet. And the cabinet is made up of individual members. So I really don't see it as controversial at all. This performance agreement can be downloaded off the presidency's website. I honestly believe we would be, if we actually acknowledge the committee as we only have oversight of the department, we would not be giving resonance to the constitutional imperative for Parliament to have oversight over the executive.
Not all in doubt.
Thank you, Chair. What I like is that Honorable Matebe is saying that is subject to correction. The role of the committee is to actually play the oversight over and above to the minister because she or he is actually the head of that department. Any failure by the department, the onus is with the minister. So it is the role. Remember that it is a difference. There's a difference between the role of the executive and that of the presidency and the role of parliament. What we are talking about here, Honorable Matele, is the role of yourself, parliament, as the institution. That it has got its own role, its own obligation that it needs to play, and that is the role that we are talking about, you know, here. Not that of the executive. You know, the executive has its own role to read the constitution and the role of parliament. This is exactly
that role of playing that oversight over the nuclear. We can go to the Constitution.
Honourable members, can I ask a question? Is that constitution allowing us to demand a performance agreement of the ministers?
No, it doesn't say demand, it says request. That's why it
is a request. Honourable Sotet.
Okay, I think my attitude more or less level of that when we oversight the department as a whole, the bulk stop the minister. Even if we don't request the minister's treatment agreement, but I mean, by this of her office or his office, if things go well with department, the ultimate person to be accountable with department is the minister. So when we say oversight the department, he's not a student, it's a package. So it's not a statement of.
Yeah, let's correct this. We're in an agreement that we're making an oversight to the over the department, and the minister is included within the operation of the department. Am I correct by saying that?
The executive. That's our constitutional role.
Yes.
As this committee.
Then we cannot single out the minister and say the minister.
We can't say.
The rule matter, are you covered?
I'm a little bit confused. Because to me, I understand that you've got the constitutional right to oversee the department and minister included. But whether it is within our right to take on the performance agreement of the minister with the presidency, it still doesn't go down well with me. Because this agreement is between the minister and the presidency. Is it our competency to take on that? I think our competency is to do oversight on the department and the minister, not on the performance agreement of the minister and the presidency. That's where I'm still a little bit confused. I don't know whether I'm the only one who sees it differently.
Honorable Pengo.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Actually, the request for the copies of the minister's agreement came out when the DG was reported that the programs are also listed to the minister's performance agreement and is also available for public for the public. And that is when the committee said no, we also request those committees before they go to the public. The portfolio committee will also need to see those copies of the performance agreement of the minister. Because we don't know those performance agreement for the minister, but it's also there for the public. And she even also said that it's also in the website of the department.
It's what they said to us.
Yeah.
I covered Honorable Mateo.
It sounds that I was not there, but I cannot go against the whole
committee. Can we ask our secretaries here? What was it, Sharon? Is there? Can you give us a correct content on this thing? What happened on that day?
On that day, with
the hold on, Sharon. Honorable Dutta.
Sure, I think Honorable Benway is saying, and I think Honorable Matele is saying that can't go against the committee because there's nothing sinister really, you know, on this thing. You know, it's the role that Parliament that has to play. We have the Speaker also when we're speaking on the, you know, number of times to say Parliament has got its own oversight obligation that needs to play over the executive. I think people must have a really. I don't think we've got any conflict in this. It was something out of what was coming to say if we can also be able to appraise of that, not to say that people are saying that we demand as if we are fighting at the moment. There's nothing against the minister, so that need might not even arise, but it was part of the discussion with us.
And you cannot say the discussion that took place when we are not even there. Because people who were in that meeting agreed on that. And nobody can be disputed. So this is a record of the meeting of that day. This meeting cannot change. You know, that you can make corrections, but you cannot change the discussion of another meeting.
That's true. Can we give to Honorable Zivala?
Chairperson, I'm happy that this has been discussed today. Because when you debate, you have a clause or a paragraph whereby you have to make mention of the oversight over the department and the minister. And then you before you end the... Now we are spoiling it. Now we are spoiling it.
Yeah.
I think yes. That is what happened to me. That when you bring facts as they are, then the ruling party will say, now we are spoiling it. Oh! You see, I think you are going to correct the law.
Honorable Sotes, thank you, Honorable Mazzola.
Yeah, I think for the news that the public has access to it, so it's even as it is, it covers everything.
Sharon, it was the way it was captured.
Yeah, and there is a recording of the particular meeting as well.
Okay. Can we proceed, Honorable Mazzola?
Yeah, well, it's not a municipality. Shouldn't we say that a metro?
It's a win.
Etegwini.
Metro.
Etegwini. Correct that, please. Yeah. Mam Zigala, Lisa phone in Razagwino la. Razagwin Zonaga la. Etegwini Metro. Okay. Let's proceed, Honorable Member. In relation to the entities of the department, there is a need for an assessment on whether WeCyPack is the right vehicle for recycling. The committee indicated that briefing sessions by entities will be convened in May, June 2011. The department was requested to reflect on how much of the budget is being used specifically for the actual protection of the environment and to prepare a report to the Portfolio Committee. The Portfolio Committee highlighted that the compliance and enforcement budget and capacity should be increased as this area should be prioritized. Is there anything to correct that? There should be better communication strategies and continuous branding and awareness raising on environmental management inspectors. The public has to be made aware that inspectors exist in all spheres of government. The department has been requested to compile an integrated report for further engagement on all compliance structures, processes and issues in the department, including cross-cutting compliance issues. Aspects of performance of our compliance must be done against the background of the deterioration of each aspect of our environment. The Portfolio Committee indicated that they should be briefed in future before the ratings and bonuses for performances, bonuses are finalized, and a progress report on the impact the environmental legislation has had on the protection of the environment. Is there any correction? That's the end of the report. Is there anything to correct on this report?
Chair, just can we tighten up the last line, please?
Honorable Moken.
Thanks. Just tighten up the last line. I think we should read a progress report on the impact that existing environmental legislation has had on realizing the protection of the environment. I'll say it again, a progress report on the impact that existing environmental legislation has had on realizing the protection of the environment. Ms. Dowd? Thank you, Chair.
Is there anything else? Honourable members, can I go back to the question of Honourable Killian? You have asked a question about the role of the department in the SA Galas. You still remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, now the one page. Here is the response, honorable members. The Department of Environmental Affairs own the vessel. The vessel is managed by a private company, Smith Amanda Marine. That is operations and maintenance. Department role in vessel: oceanographic research. Departmental role is oceanographic research. The Department of Science and Technology is responsible for funding of scientists. That is an answer from the department. Honorable Killian, are you fine?
Yes.
Okay. Honorable members, let's adopt this report. Is there any mover? Honorable Mateva? Any seconder? Honorable Dute? The report is adopted. We'll take it back to the department to refine it where we're making some corrections. Any request? Honorable members, item number two, adoption of the outstanding two reports from Ms. Soju's period. 2.2, the annual report of the Department of Water Affairs for 2010. Where is that report? Did you read that report? Honorable members, we are just going to peruse page by page, then you will say where do you want to make some alterations or corrections. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Water Environmental Affairs on the performance of Department of Water Affairs for the 2009 to 2010 financial year, 29 March 2011. Page 1. Agreed. Page 2. This report was given to us long ago, early this year. We were given this report. That's why I'm saying I'll just peruse page by page. If there is anything, we must correct.
Which one?
Report of 2009-2010 financial year. 29 March 2011. Are you with me, Honorable Moke?
Thank you, I am.
Did you get it?
I got it.
Okay. I am not going to read sentence by sentence.
Yeah, well.
Page 1. Agreed?
Agreed.
Page 2. Agreed? Page 3, if there is anything wrong, just raise up your hand so that we can correct it. Agreed? Page 4, great. Page 5. Great. Page 6. Great. Page 7. Great. Page 8. Agreed. Page 9.
We've got a page 9.
Page 9.
Put a page 9.
They don't have.
Page 9. Agreed. Page 10. On which page, Honourable Morgan?
Page 10.
Page 10. Yes, over to.
Thank you, Chairperson. In note, in the second bullet, in note 27 of the financial statement, the water trading entity had used the amount of 6.9 million to pay for services rendered, and then in the bracket, but after the bracket, without quotations, without following tender processes, and proper internal approval processes. I would remove the colon after without.
Without, no?
Yeah, so without quotations, without following tender processes, and I would remove the comma after tender processes, so it flows better. Without quotations, without without following tender processes and proper internal approval processes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Anything else? Honourable Wong?
It's the same, the page 10, yeah. It's the first in it's the bullet. In note 26, it is amount. It's 129.21 million. Then the second, third line. It's short account, short use about 12.921. It's the one is got a comma, one is got a no comma. What's it mean? So you must be changed.
Which bullet in
there? First the bullet. It's 12.921 million. And 12.921. This is wrong.
Okay. Thanks for correction. Page 11. Agreed. Page 12.
Yeah, Chair. Just clarity. May I proceed, Chair?
Honourable Morgan, over to.
Under number 8, if you go to the second bullet and then down to Roman numeral 2, the writing off of debt including 272. Can we just. Is that 272 million or is it meant to be 27.2 million? I suspect it's 272, but we need to get rid of the space.
Oh,
what
is it? Thank you, Honorable Member. I should think Chilega must check it with the department, really. But not now.
Yeah, we can approve it pending the correct figure.
Yes. No. Oh, thanks, Honorable Morgan. Is there anything else?
Not on that page.
Page 13. This is the last page.
Yes, Chair.
Honourable Member Morgan.
Thank you. Your third bullet. The committee noted that the bulk infrastructure grant allocation of 5 billion was inadequate to address the 16 billion rural communities. Million. I suspect that's wrong. You can't have, we don't have 16 million communities. So what, the question is what were we referring to? I suspect we were referring to the 16 million
backlog
South Africans who do not yet have access to potable water.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything to say in the provinces. I mean, we're all in a province at any time. And it's not like they something away.
Yeah.
So I would just say 16 million South Africans who do not yet have access to potable water.
Thank you, Honorable Morgan. Thank you very much. Honorable Wong?
I think the chairperson here for this, the Honorable Morgan says 6 million, not a community, it's a South African. But if you come back to page 12, page 12 is for the after 5, this bullet, also said this will be 16 million householders. So I don't know this one.
The figure's not correct.
It's not correct.
There are only 1 million households without.
So he put that is 60 million householders, he says. So this is also not right. Page 12.
No, it will be corrected.
I think, Chair, if I may, we can approve the report pending the correct figure.
Yes.
Honourable Wang is correct to draw attention to the use of the word household, because that is how it is reflected. So vote should be the correct number in reference to households without water.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Shilega will check that with the department. Thank you very much. Is there anything else on this last page? Can I get a mover for the adoption of this report? A mover. Honourable Zigalala. Any seconder? Honourable Bengo. The report is adopted. Let's get to the next report. The annual report of the entities reporting to the Department of Water Affairs, Water Research Commission, and Trans-Caledon Channel Authority 2010. What is that report? Chilega. What is that report? Chilega. Report. Are we all having a report? Yes. The report of the 29 March 2011. Honorable members,
Honorable,
we are going to do the same as we did in that particular, in the last report. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8, which is the last page of the report. Is there anything else? Any mover for the adoption of the report?
Page 9 in my one.
Hello?
Page 10.
Is that kind of what is that? This is the correct report that I have.
Well,
the last page
So, Chair, can we just change the recommendation to black O rather than black?
Page
8 of the DCPA.
You say
the DCPA should submit list of black owned.
Black owned.
Yeah.
Okay. Black owned.
Oh, black half and owned. That's what I mean. It means the same thing.
Okay. Let me get the mover of the adoption of this report. Anyone to move the adoption? Honorable Dute. Seconder. Honorable Mateve. Thank you. The report is adopted. With amendments, as Honorable Morgan has proposed. With corrections, in fact. The question is another one. What are those minutes? We have got two sets of minutes, which is the last item. Let's start with the minutes of 1st September 2010. Attendance registered on page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. A mover of an adoption of the minute. Honorable Dute. Are you moving or correcting? Okay, thank you. Honorable Matele. Thank you. The report, the minutes are adopted. Thank you. The last set of minutes. That is 8th September 2010.
Good.
Start from page 1. Page 2. A mover. Honorable Zigalala. Honorable Morgan.
Second.
The minutes are adopted. Thank you. What is the next? Tell it.
That's finished. I'm not sorry if I did.
Honorable members, that concludes the business of the day. I thank you very much for attending this meeting. Your contribution, your participation was valued in this meeting. Thank you. And ANC members must remain behind. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you. No, we're giving you a time.
I hope you also remain.
I hope you want to.